Well, we just had a good chat with Michael Hooper, the skipper of the Wallabies. He was a little bit non-committal. He's not a doctor, whether Dave Pocock will play or not, but what he did tell us was Dave Pocock was walking around. He was looking okay. He'll do everything possible to make sure he's out there for the Wallabies against England on the weekend. Jacqueline Magne joins us on the line. This is a big game at Twickenham. England are the red-hot favourites, Jack. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's a massive game, and what could play against the Wallabies is that it's supposed to be freezing. It's got a big cold front is coming through, and while it's quite mild at the moment, the temperatures are going to plummet in the next few days. So that will play to the strengths of the England team, who love that kind of really gritty, hard, freezing cold weather, you know, the fog. But of course, this is a must-win for the Wallabies, and perhaps the expectations are that they will be walloped, but the extent to which we are walloped could very well then depend on how much pressure is applied. I mean, Michael Checker has been assured that he's going to lead the team to the World Cup, but those under his watch are obviously under a lot of pressure. And you have to look at some of the personnel in the team. There's allegations that the team is perhaps not fit enough. Well, why is that the case? Is it just that the team is quite an ageing team now? They've been together quite some time, and when Michael Checker is bringing in Adam Ashley-Cooper for the experience, but also does he have that pace to keep up with the game at this, you know, he's been around for such a long time now. So there's some really big question marks now around the selection of the players and whether they've been, Michael Checker has been a little bit too confident in those players and keeping them in the team for as long as he has.
Yeah, they win this game, though, they can come back to Australia's having claimed two victories and lost to Wales by 3 points. And, you know, they can then sort of mount an argument that they are going forward in the right direction heading to the World Cup. But they could be on the end of an unwanted record if they lose to England this weekend, because it'll be the first time we've lost six games to the old enemy since 109 years ago. So
five's enough, isn't it?
There's plenty of reasons to win.
Well, there's just obviously the fierce rivalry between the two coaches as well, with Eddie Jones and Michael Checker. You know, they used to be teammates at Randwick, but, you know, they weren't close buddies. And, you know, Eddie Jones has got 5-0 up on Michael Checker. So I think Michael Checker would dearly love to start turning that around.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Michael Hooper telling us he gets the feeling that Michael Checker would like to whack on the number 10 jersey and get his hands on the ball for this match against England. That's what the intensity at training's like. Away from rugby
well, in
union.
Training, he gets in there. He gets in the scrum.
Yeah. That's how bad we're going at the moment. Look, hey, Jack, this Alexander Zverev, he's a future world number one. There's no doubt about that. And he'd be one of the most humble, I guess there's a lot of humble tennis players around with Roger Federer, but certainly his performance in the ATP Tour final was quite remarkable.
What's quite remarkable? It's interesting you say humble. I think he's the complete opposite.
Really? Hold on. He stood up. He beat Roger Federer in the semi-final. He stood on court and he apologised for disappointing the fans by knocking Roger Federer out.
Did you see what he did when he won?
You don't tell
he
me that.
He didn't even go and shake his hand.
You don't tell me that's humble?
He didn't even shake Djokovic's hand he won.
Hold on. I saw them hugging and embracing at the end of the game.
Yeah, but that was at the end. He dropped to the ground and Djokovic had to walk down to his end of the court and shake his hand. So I agree with you, Jack.
So he's not entitled to celebrate now. Sorry.
Well, no, he is entitled to celebrate, but think there's a little. I'd like to see him develop as a player a little bit more rounded. I think he still is a little bit immature in some of his actions. He's told his coach Ivan Lendl not to be too harsh on him, because if he is, that will be the end of the relationship. Now, you're talking to Ivan Lendl, who's an absolute superstar and is a proven coach, and you've got this young upstart telling the coach the dynamics of the relationship. So that, to me, says a lot.
Yeah, well, that's it. The unfortunate thing is that Ivan works for Alexander, right? That's just the way it works. So the other thing is, not only that, to show you that he was more humble, and we all disagree, or you disagree with me, he then sat in the press conference, and when all the press are saying, you know, you're the best German since Boris Becker and you're breaking these records and you're equaling Boris Becker, he said, hey, hang on, I haven't scratched the surface here as far as Becker's concerned, yeah. So please take it easy.
Well, he keeps getting bundled out in the third round in majors.
All right.
That was his, what, how many majors has he won? Or
no,
ATP?
Well, I think he's a superstar.
So are you happy for a guy that wins the tennis match to stay at his end of the court and wait for the opponent to walk down the other end to shake the hand?
I'm on his side.
But to answer the question, Terry.
No, I didn't.
You're in the witness box.
No, I'm not happy with that, but yeah. I'd like to see it in real time.
Real time?
Because I'm thinking you're painting a bad picture of him. You're finding the negatives, I'm just finding the positives. That's what I do, Jack.
Okay, well, I just really like one of the Aussies to be in that position and that we could be debating.
Well, keep dreaming.
We haven't seen that happen for a while, have we?
No, we certainly haven't. Hey, what about, I was reading over the weekend, Michael Johnson, ex-200-metre world record holder, had a stroke.
Oh, no.
Well, yes, we've spoken about this. It happened quite a few months ago, and he's very much a favourite over here. He commentates on the BBC, and he's the most knowledgeable commentator that you will ever experience, and so he's a very much loved personality here. He had a stroke, but he's given a lot more details about it, that he felt tingling in his left arm. He immediately knew that something was wrong. He just finished his own personal training regime. He took himself to hospital, and they were doing the MRI scan, and when they said to him, look, you're having a stroke, and he literally could not get off the bed. And his left arm and his left leg had gone completely numb. He describes it as being terrifying, as it would be. He's back walking. It only took him a couple of days. He got a walker and he walked. He was determined to do 200 metres around the hospital. It took him 15 minutes. Jeez. And he jokes about how he, you know, his world record was 19.32 seconds. But I think that might have been perhaps his most pleasing 200 metres that he's ever done, that he was able to achieve that. He's nearly got back to normal. It's obviously, for anyone who's had a stroke, it's a constant struggle with rehabilitation to get back to what he was before. But he's feeling very confident about it, so that's really good news for him.
Oh, that's it, yeah. He was one of the favourites of everybody, wasn't he?
He had that unique running style, didn't he?
Very straight back.
Yeah, straight up, upright, wasn't he?
He's good posture.
I was in Atlanta when he broke that world record, and it was just in the most electrifying atmosphere. It was just absolutely incredible when he ran that. And then, of course, he broke the 400-metre world record as well. So he is one of the great superstars of the sport.
All right, we'll let you go. You two keep hating Zverev, and I'll keep pumping him up, all right?
Stick with me, Jack.
All right. Okay, guys. You have a great week.
Off he goes. Jacqueline Magna. I thought it was remarkable.
You don't like when people disagree with you, do you?
Of course I do. Well, it happens virtually every minute of every day, Loz. So I sort of get used to it.
Oh, dear, Terence.
He can play.
Yeah, no doubt.